There's a high fly ball. Can you believe this? It's going, going, gone! He gave him a pitch to hit.
Yep.
Davis didn't miss it. He hits his second home run tonight. A two-run shot, contributing to an Orioles six-run bottom of the seventh inning.
And Delabar, big, tall, lanky right-hander. Here it comes. Fly ball to deep left center. He got one more pitch, and he takes it out of here. The big fella, number 50.
Brett Hollander back here with Orioles first baseman Chris Davis. And Chris, looking at the 2014 season for this team, Orioles led baseball in home runs last year. I actually think, personally, that they might tick up one or two, maybe with not only Nelson Cruz, but you think about Marquegas made a few more this year, and there are a few other guys who could. The Orioles led baseball in homers by a route last year. Is this the most powerful team in baseball?
We definitely have the potential to be. I think, obviously, last year, Jonesy and I leading the way. I think we've always had power, and especially the last few years, we've continued to develop it more and more. But, yeah, adding a guy like Nelson Cruz, Nicky, I know, has worked really hard this offseason to get his weight where he wants it to be and to be able to go out there and play 162 games. That's really the question. You know, can our guys stay healthy? Will they have the opportunity to go out there and repeat last year and improve on it? And that's why we play the game.
You said at FanFest you wanted the Orioles to add a veteran starter to solidify the rotation. They add Ubaldo Jimenez. You add Nelson Cruz here late. How good can this team be?
Really good. Really good. I think everybody's excited right now. Obviously, Ubaldo and Nelly, you know, they make us that much better. And I think the biggest thing for us is to kind of take a deep breath and let it all sink in and then remember what made us great last year. And you got to go back to the basics. You know, Buck talks about being brilliant in the basics. And our defense was really, really sound last year. Nelly's a good defender. Ubaldo's a ground ball pitcher, so, I mean, just every way you look at it, I think we got better as a team.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought you took the challenge at first base head-on last spring. You heard whispers, can he do it? We think he can hit home runs, but can he play first base well enough to stick around the major leagues as an everyday first baseman? Is that a fair assessment? You took it as a challenge?
I did. I came over from the Rangers as a very good defensive first baseman, and there were actually times in 2009 when my defense kept me in the big leagues. And I just thought it was funny that I had a few struggles in 2012. I moved around a couple of places. You know, we had some injuries, and Buck saw that I was fit to go kind of be the super utility guy. But I always thought of myself as a good defensive first baseman. I can also play third, by the way.
And pitch.
Right. But, you know, and that's the funny thing, too. I played third for 2 years before I got traded over here because when I would go down to AAA, that was really the only spot for me. So it took me a little bit of a period of time where I had to get some adjustments and learn how to really play first base again.
Can I ask you a couple hitting questions?
Absolutely.
I was talking to Presley last night, who was on our show in studio, and I was just saying, for Chris, it just looks so different. It's effortless. People see your size. For the kids at home, what is the key for your power, if you could sum it up in a few sentences?
You know, for me, it's always been a gift. You know, I was blessed as a young kid to have a lot of power. And the thing that I try to do more than anything is continue to work on it. You know, I mean, the more you work, the harder you work, the more you're going to learn about yourself as a player, the more you're going to learn about what feels right, what doesn't feel right. And that's really the biggest thing is I learned how to work hard and how to work smart, and that's really what helped me take off.
Is it lower body, upper body? People see your size and mass. I see you study a lot of tape.
I think a lot of it has to do with just who you are as a player. You know, I mean, you can't coach power, and that's why it's such a rarity in the game. Only a few guys have it. The best thing to do is study yourself as a player, know yourself as best you can, and then go out and enjoy the game.
Let's talk about your future in Baltimore. A couple more years before free agency, you've made it clear that you would like to stay here. This does at least interest you. Orioles trade for you. You blossom as a player. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. You know, I've always said that Baltimore is kind of my home away from home. They were the team that really gave me an opportunity to play every day in the big leagues for the first time. And with the last few years, it would be really hard to leave Baltimore. I would like to stay here. We like the city, but we also understand that it's a business. And as much as we like it here, we have to be ready for anything. So I'm hopeful, but at the same time, I'm going to get ready every day to go out and play the game and wear an Orioles uniform for one more year.
And one more follow-up to that. If the Orioles reached out in the next 12 months to seriously begin negotiations. Would the Davis camp listen?
The Davis camp. Why you make it sound like a little army? No, I mean, we're always open. I think that was the biggest thing last year. There were talks at the end of last year. Obviously, nothing came to a head. I'm always open. You know, I found out in FanFest that they were having talks through you guys. So as long as you guys keep me updated and informed, I'll be right there with you.
One last thing about almost a separate matter to it. The fact they did go out and sign Cruz and Jimenez, I asked this to Hardy, does that grab your attention as a guy who's entering free agency in a couple years?
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing is winning and knowing that your front office is behind you and that they're going to give you the ability to be in the playoffs year after year. That's huge. You know, I think you ask any player in the game, they want to be remembered as a winner, and that's something that's extremely important to me.
Last question, Chris. I think you told me a couple years ago you do write down somewhere stats and predictions and hopes and dreams. No?
You'll never find out,
but you do that still, right?
I write down goals, and the reason I don't share it with anybody else is because the goals I have for the season are not always statistical. You know, I mean, I might write down something that applies to just me. I might write down something that I think will help me down the road. I've always heard guys say, don't be afraid to write it down. And there are things that I read, things that I find that I just kind of write down, keep notes.
I like that. It's not about sharing, but I do love the idea. I remember a couple years ago you said you just jot it down, put it somewhere, and then look back some months later.
Yeah, it was fun to do this last year.
I hope you exceeded your goals this past year.
I was close.
Chris Davis, always a pleasure. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Chris Davis. We'll come back with more next year on Sportsline.